all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
And welcome to Veterans Radio. Today is our 12th anniversary, and I want to welcome everybody, and I want to welcome especially the men and women who are protecting us around the world from our enemies within and without. It's going to be interesting today because we're going to be talking about our program for the last 12 years. It's been a great experience for me. My partner, Bob Gould, is here.
Hey, Dale.
Wow. Hey, Bob. You're right near me.
Well, where's our board guy?
He's working hard.
Yeah.
Also joining us in the studio is our newest partner, and that's Jim Falzone. Jim, welcome back to the studio.
Thanks, Dale. Good to see you, Bob.
Oh, it's been a hiatus. Do you feel comfortable here, Jimmy?
Well, we've been working on special projects. We'll get to talk about that a little later.
Yes, we have special projects in on our program. Special operations is what we're going to call them. And we've also got a couple of other guests that are going to be around. We've got one in the studio with us. Bob, you have a guest in the studio, don't you?
Yes, I do. And are we all set there? Do we have Kelsey? Oh, Frank. Oh, okay, Frank.
What are you talking about?
Hello there.
Frank Lampe. There we are.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right.
So
thought we had that all solved here, but we didn't. Okay.
Well, we got we've got three microphones, four people, nothing unusual. But anyhow, we are going to be talking to some people on the phones as we continue on through the program, and we're just waiting to connect with the first one right now. I did want to make mention of, for those of you that received our flyer this week, that the photograph that we had put up there was from our first anniversary party that was held at the Sidetrack Cafe in Depot Town in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And the people in the photograph are, myself, Bob is at the other end of the line, and then we've got Colonel Dan. None of us can remember Dan's last name, unfortunately, right now. It's kind of embarrassing.
I think it was Dan.
And then Gary Lilly, of course, and Ken Rogie. And Ken, if you're out there and you want to give us a call, anybody out there you want to give us a call, our local number is 734-822-1600. 734-822-1600. Ken, that applies to you. Ken was there right from the very beginning of the program, and along with Gary, and Colonel Dan showed up as our resident expert, and he's kind of wandered off. We're not sure where he went. But
that Dan, I think he said he was CIA. No, I'm serious.
No, he was.
One time.
He was a JAG officer. He was a lawyer. He was a JAG officer, and
right,
I think he was involved in military intelligence, which is an oxymoron, as we know.
He had connections because he had that card, the deck of cards. Remember? That had the ace, Saddam Hussein. He was one of the first ones to get a hold of one of those deck of cards, which I thought was cool.
Well, anyhow, joining us on the line right now is one of our new supporters of Veterans Radio. And this is a life chess people, and I understand, Bob, you're going to be talking with Kelsey Paratou.
Yes, Kelsey. Kelsey, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Dale. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for being on our program today. I know we've met many times. Do you have a special salute?
Yes, I do. Today, the Life Chess wants to salute all of our military veterans on behalf of not only myself, but my associates, Julie, Agata, and especially our CEO, Donna Yost, for everything that you all do for us. And we really, truly appreciate you.
Kelsey, what is your position there at Life Chess?
I am the operations manager. I'm the day-to-day boots on the ground, so to speak, of the office.
Now, folks, Life Chest is a, Dale, what did you call it, a footlocker?
It's a super-duper footlocker.
But it's not as big as a footlocker, of course. No.
Well, in some cases, some of their models are. I'm not going to ask you to describe your models, but the idea being is that these are places where we can put our medals, our old flight jackets, our DD-214, of course, which, as you mentioned, we're going to be sending out a flyer for Life Chest where people can access their DD-214s, because we all know that's the most important document that we all need if we ever need to file a claim for anything, including burial benefits. So we want to make sure of that. But they're different sizes, and they're just very cool, Kelsey. They're fine carpentry work involved with them, and they're all lined with things, sort of like a jewelry box.
I think it's something other than having things in a shoe box or
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, or just anywhere. Kelsey, what have you been hearing when you're meeting with the veterans? What have you been hearing about the life chest from the veterans?
What I've been hearing is that they really appreciate this really, really beautiful place, a really amazing, tangible item for them to store these honors and awards, the things that, you know, represent the legacy they're going to leave behind. They want their family and generations from now to know all the sacrifice, all of their work that went into, you know, committing to serving our country. It's something that's truly amazing, and being able to store it in a place where it's kept safe. And again, it goes back to abandoning the shoebox, so to speak. And especially for your DD-214 and things like that, you definitely want to be sure those are kept safe, because, you know, it's so easy for, you know, something like papers to be lost in a shuffle of cleaning or something like that. So truly the life chest is all about establishing a legacy, telling your story, having people, you know, years from now, open up that life chest, know exactly who you were, what you stood for, what you did, and what truly mattered to you as a person.
Now, how can someone, besides listening to the program, how can they find out more information about Life Chest? Give us that website, please.
Well, Bob, they can go to www.thelifechest.com, and it's a really beautiful website. We have a lot of really good deals going on right now. We even have one going on for Veterans Day this year, where if you buy any two full-size life chests, you're going to receive a complimentary memory life chest of your choice. So if you do that and you're on the website, again, www.thelifechest.com, use the promo code MEMORY at checkout, M-E-M-O-R-Y, and you can also get a complimentary gift with purchase as well. That's something we have going on. So you can get a beautiful life chest, red leather-bound journal, or even a special life chest challenge coin to add to your purchase as well.
And what was it with Stephen Pulloch recently?
We're having a really great event this Tuesday, and it's going to be downtown at the Chapter 9 Vietnam Veterans Association, right off Woodward there, right up the road from where they're doing the construction for the new Red Wings Arena. And it's going to be a really incredible event. We've had a number of different sponsors come together and help us out with this. I want to thank especially Gigalora Pizza. So we're going to have a food truck there. So I want to encourage everyone to come on by the PA around 1 p.m. We're going to have personal pizza, and we're going to have a little special presentation with our veteran friends down at their post there. And we're going to actually be donating over 50 Freedom Life Chests to the veterans members there.
Did you happen to give out? They can get that information on your website, number one.
Yes, it'll be on the website, and it's the Chapter 9 Vietnam Veterans Association, right in Detroit.
But, right. That's on Woodward Avenue north of where the arena is being built. Is that true?
That's correct.
And do you happen to have that address?
I don't offhand, Bob. I'm sorry.
Okay, but they can find it on the website, correct?
Yes, easily.
Oh, good. Okay, and one more time, the website for Life Chest is?
www.thelifechest.com.
Got it. Kelsey, boy, that was a marathon. Anything that you get the final word here? Anything that you'd like to say right now?
Again, I would just really love to say thank you to all your veteran listeners. You know, I've been truly privileged working with the Life Chest the past several months to meet some really incredible people and hear just amazing stories. And it really has, you know, fortified my resolve to not only the work I do through the Life Chest, but helping veterans establish their legacies in any way I can. And again, that alludes to what Dale said earlier with your DD-214. And I think that's something that's very important, because not a lot of people, you know, are aware on how they can do it, because government processes, as we all know, are a little bit of a doozy sometimes. So working with both Dale and yourself, Bob, I hope that we can, you know, try to help make that process a little more simple so that everyone can establish their legacy and really leave something of value behind.
Thank you very much, Kelsey, for being on our program. And we invite all the folks to go to www.the LifeChess.com, TheLifeChess.com. Kelsey, you have yourself a beautiful day.
Thanks so much, Bob and Dale, and the same to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Boy, that is, you know, that's an original idea. Apparently, Donna Yost had this idea about a few years back, and they sketched it out, and one thing led to another, and now they have a whole corporation with about a dozen permutations, I think, of these different sizes. And
it's a cool idea. Because
cool idea.
All of us, you know, most of us have these things, you know, in boxes or in file cabinets somewhere, and nobody would know where to find half the things anyway.
And they're big enough. So, some of them are big enough you can put boots in them and flags and shirts and whatever else. No helicopters, though.
I got one that's... anyway.
Small helicopters.
You know, model helicopters. Hey, Bob, I got a note here from a good friend of ours. As we were talking earlier about Gary Lilly as being one of the founders of Veterans Radio, and when he passed away, we got an email from this woman. Her name is Young Crawl. And Young is a writer also. Her father was a member of the Viet Cong in Vietnam at the time, and she kind of went back and forth. Her story is amazing, and I'll just look her up, and I think you'll find an amazing story. But she sent us this email, and it says, "Hi, Dale. Seeing this picture, I can't help but weep. Miss Gary and appreciate how much he wanted for Veterans Radio to be on the air and stay on the air. His dream came true, and so do the dreams of all of you. Congratulations. We'll be listening. Warmest regards, Young Crawl from Atlanta, Georgia."
Amen. Boy, you know, Gary, he always came up with some cool guests. Now, this was, you know, we just didn't have your local VFW American Legion. We have the wife or the daughter of a dude who was Viet Cong, and he was in the Politburo of the Viet Cong. So, of course, she wasn't.
No, she ended up working for the FBI.
Yes.
Which was even cooler.
And so, Gary, I don't know how Gary found her, but that was one of our earlier. Can they still get that on the archives? Do we go that far back?
No, but we're working on it. Now that we have a new intern, Dylan, who is going to be helping us upload programs and doing our
special projects on podcasts.
Special projects that we've got going here. And Jim, why don't you mention our special project? I don't think all of our audience knows what we're up to.
Well, we've been spending a lot of time this year working on bouncing Veterans Radio out to a wider audience. You can find podcasts. We have about two dozen of them up currently on the website. If you go to veteransradio.net, click on the podcast button, you can find about two dozen podcasts there. And we have another 10 or 12 that are being edited currently to put up. And this allows us to have sort of longer stories with some of our guests. Oftentimes, Dale or Bob will say, "Geez, I've got to have you back, and we've got to get into that in a deeper discussion." And this allows us to do that. Some of the recent ones, we talked to Lieutenant Colonel Seth Folsom, who was with the Marine Corps unit called the Cutting Edge, the battalion in Afghanistan. It's about his story in Afghanistan. You won't believe it. I tell you to go listen to that podcast. As I say, we've got a lot of interesting ones going up. That's part of what we're doing, along with establishing on live365.com a 24-hour veterans radio network where we can give you our stories that we've recorded over the years on a continuous basis. So a lot of work in that area. We're glad to have the extra help.
It's exciting. It really is exciting to have all these outreaches that we have out there. And, of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter and anything else that you can think of. We don't know how to use it, but we're working on it.
Yes. There's a joke there, but I'm not going to do it. No. But
anyway,
we have a few more things going on.
I do, but just let me back up just a minute for the Young Crawl thing. The name of her book is A Thousand Tears Falling. And so look it up. It's on our website. If you go into the bookstore, it's in there.
It would be at the first year, right?
It would be way back at the beginning, but it's
83.
It's on there. Yeah.
In case you didn't know how to do that.
I don't know how to do that math. What? Oh, we've got some other events coming up, and then
yes,
we're going to
be
taking a break. So
okay.
Warning the
real quick, I'm going to – free meals, free complimentary meals, Veterans Day meals. I'm just going to name off a few of them. Applebee's and the Bob Evans Bonanza. All right, Buffalo Cafe, California Pizza Kitchen. You all know where that is, right? And what else we got? Cattleman Steakhouse, Chili's. And that's about it. That's a Denny's. We got a Denny's. These are all national chains, folk. The Friendlies, and Golden Corral. Boy,
that's a big one.
Just about everybody.
Hey, there's
And don't you think it's really changed, Dale? That the days.
Yeah,
throwing eggs in that business, and now they're coming out with complimentary meals. And
it was very nice. I was in Applebee's up in Howell, actually, the other day. And they asked me when my meal was done if I was a veteran. And I said, yes, I was. And these happened to be the ones owned by
Shostak Brothers.
And she says, well, you get 10% off your meal. And I said, I do. And she says, yeah, make sure that you come in on Wednesday because it's free. And then remember to come in every Monday, and it's
30% off.
And they also have a special deal, whatever their happy hours, from 6 to 9, if you order a hamburger and stuff, it's half price, and then you get 30% off of that. So it's like free food, guys, all the time.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And if it's not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's 15%. Isn't that cool? So they're always honoring veterans.
Well, there's a lot of things going on, but we need to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be talking about some more events that are occurring in the local area or national level. If you'd like to give us a call, please do, 734-822-1600. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Information Systems Technician, Second Class Petty Officer Lauren Saul from South Lyon, Michigan, and currently serving aboard USS Curtis Silver, forward in the Western Pacific. I want to salute all veterans in the South Lyon area and across America this Veterans Day. Thank you for your service and defending freedom and democracy around the world. Go Navy!
And we are back on Veterans Radio, celebrating
our... That
was
always a cool song.
And I want to thank the Department of the Navy for sending us these snippets. That's what I'm going to call it. Snippets from the young woman in South Lyon. And we've got another one from a young gentleman who's from Detroit later on in the program. So they're sending this out. Their public relations is sending them out so that we can... Would you guys quit fighting over there? I got five-year-olds in the room with me. So a couple of other events that are coming up. I don't know, Bob or Jim, if you had something that you wanted to announce or something that just occurred.
Well, I want to talk about something that just occurred. And as you know, it's the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. And the President of the United States has issued a proclamation to recognize that anniversary. The nation finally has issued a proclamation honoring all those who have served during the Vietnam War era and gone even a step further and issued a unique pin, a Congressional Vietnam Veterans pin. And I was privileged to attend a program with U.S. Representative Congressman Dave Trott. Actually, the general sent these specifically along to Dale and Bob today to send them a copy of the pin, knowing you would be on the air while this program was going on. And my dear wife works Veterans Outreach for Congressman Trott, so Brigadier General Carol Ann Fosson wanted to make sure, Dale, that you and Bob got your pins, and we were glad to give them to you a little earlier on the show. They were like kids at Christmas. I was hoping to hold these off and do it live and surprise them, but they would have none of it, so they got their pins early. So congratulations on behalf of a grateful nation.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And we need to get one for Frank, and we need to get one for all of the local Vietnam veterans. And I'm sure if we contact our local congressman, I guess that's the way that we get them.
That's exactly the right way. And the pin was crafted with an eagle, a blue circle, a laurel wreath, stars and stripes, and a message. The message on the back says, a grateful nation thanks and honors you. And there's symbolism for each of those items on the pin that you should look at as well. So, again, it's just a great way for the country finally to issue a presidential proclamation and award these pins, congressional pins, to our veterans.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, and thank you to the general, and thank you to Representative Trott. It's really cool. Very nice pin. Yes. Appreciate it very much.
Yes, likewise.
All right, so we've got other things going on. Bob, you have something that you wanted to mention?
Yes, we got something right here. Here you go, Frank. Yeah. You want to try that? No. You want me to try it? There we are.
What do you want me to do?
The Veterans Benefit Expo, Jackson College, November 10th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Right, that's at the Veterans Benefit Expo, Jackson College, November 10th, and it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. You all know where that is, right? Jackson, Michigan.
Jackson Community College. Yep.
Jackson Community College, absolutely. So that's going to be on the 10th. Now, I've got a couple more restaurants. Can I give a quick mention?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A, and the Einstein Brothers. Bagels.
That's bagels.
Right. Yeah. Honey-baked hams.
Ooh, yum, yum.
Ooh, this is all Veterans Day stuff, folks. And Perkins Restaurant. Perkins and Tim Hortons. Ah, you can
there
have
you
all the donuts you want, man. Woo!
Just what our
and Krispy Kreme.
Just what our doctors want. And I noticed also that Outback Steakhouse is having a deal on Veterans Day. They'll give you up to something like a $12 meal. But from Veterans Day to the end of the year, you get the 15% off. All you got to do is show them that you're a veteran.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Real cool. Way cool.
I wonder if they give you a discount on the Fosters. That never falls in my mind. And I'm sorry, we were hoping to get a call from Al Wood down in Australia, who's been on the program in the past and is hopefully going to be on the program on the 22nd of November to talk about a program in Australia called Mate for Mate, which is very similar to the ones that are going on around our country called Buddy to Buddy or Veteran to Veteran. And these are mentoring programs, and they're just terrific. What veterans are doing for other veterans, I'm very excited about these things, and I can't wait to talk with Al about the Mate for Mate. The other thing I wanted to mention, that there are many events going on locally, but the University of Michigan is sponsoring a whole week. I never thought University of Michigan would do these things for veterans, but they are.
They are.
And it starts out on Monday on the 9th. Is Monday the 9th? Yes, Monday is the 9th. There's going to be a panel discussion on the Vietnam War at the Michigan League. I feel privileged to be invited to talk during that panel discussion. It's from 2 to 4 o'clock at the Michigan League, and there's going to be about 10 Vietnam veterans from all different branches and all different services that are going to be talking about their experiences. And they're also going to have a Iraq-Afghanistan panel on Tuesday the 10th that's going to be discussing more current. And just an amazing number of programs, flag raising on the DIAG, meeting at the Ross Business School with student veterans. Oh, we've got, hey, guess what? Call from right on down under.
Oh.
Throw them on. Al Wood, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Good morning. Good morning here for you, Dale. Evening over there. I've just finished breakfast, actually.
Ah.
It's about 9:30 Monday morning here. But, I was listening in online here this morning just to prove that your program does go around the world.
This is not paid for either, folks. This is our good friend Al.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah. But I was listening in a little earlier. You were talking about Gary, and it reminded me that he told us when we were over there a few years ago that his great uncle served in the Australian forces during World War One. I don't know whether you're aware of that.
I was not. I knew he was Scottish, but I didn't know where all
the relatives were. Yeah, James Lilly served with the Australian forces, and he died of wounds in August 1915 in Turkey.
Wow. Darn it, Gary. Why didn't you tell us that story? You told us every other one that we know about.
Well, he probably didn't think it would be a great deal of interest to you, but... yeah, he told us that as you say, he was Scottish, but he served with the Aussies, and he went to in April of 1915, and when they came ashore at Gallipoli in the Dardanelles of Turkey, which of course was in the
right.
German sphere at the time. He was infantry, and in late, I think it was around August of 1915, he was He was wounded. He was taken off on a hospital ship, but he succumbed to his wounds, and he was buried at sea.
Yeah, great story. I'll save that one. We're going to tell that one again when we get you back on the 22nd.
22nd, yeah. You're putting in a reminder on that one, aren't you?
I am putting in a reminder. I'm letting the whole world know that the Australians are going to be on it.
I must tell you, too, on this day, that, I've just recently turned 69, but with that trip that I did back in August, mate, I certainly felt my age.
I can understand that. Al, I hate to cut you off, but they're giving me everybody's dancing around the control room over there. We've got less than 30 seconds to go.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, well, I'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks' time.
All right, thank you. Al Wood calling in from Australia, Vietnam dog handler for the Australian Army at Long Thanh in South Vietnam. Thank you very much, Al.
Well, and I think it also highlights that the audience can't see it since it is radio, but we do have Gary's picture here on the table in the radio booth.
He's with us.
He's with us.
He's always with us. You know, it's always what would Gary do. So we're going to be taking a break for the news coming up here in 10 seconds or so. So we're going to stay tuned. Stick around, folks. You're listening to Veterans Radio. We'll be right back. November by the group Big and Rich, and it's about the 173rd Airborne, and their battle on that particular day. It's a pretty powerful song if you get to hear the whole thing. The intro is done by Chris Christopherson, and he talks about the organization and what's happening on that particular day. So we wanted to play that to honor those men for what happened on that particular day. Bob, you had something you wanted to...
Yeah, I got a couple more things.
Okay. Plus your guest is on the
On Veterans Day, well, we got Veterans Day at Hill Auditorium. That will be a Veterans Day salute, Hill Auditorium on the campus of the University of Michigan. All those that know where that is, raise your hand. Oh, all the hands are up. Great, that's right. It's going to be a salute to veterans. There's no charge for that. Starts at 6 o'clock. Going to have vet stories, going to have music, going to have a little bit of food, going to have a lot of fun, going to have a lot of camaraderie. That's Veterans Day at $1,800. I'm not going to say 6 o'clock. What the heck? $1,800. We got all veterans in the studio here, folks.
We can figure that out.
That's Hill Auditorium. $1,800 on this Veterans Day. Also, I do want. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Bob, I wanted to jump in on that because that's the kickoff of their program to try to raise some funds to create a Fisher House here in Ann Arbor area for the VA hospital, and I think that's the real, you know, many of us veterans, what we want to do is make sure the next guy has a better deal than we had, and I think those who are in the VA hospital and whose families need a place to stay while they're in the hospital We don't have a Fisher House in Ann Arbor, and I think it's a great thing for all of us to get behind and support. I know you've had guests on talking about it the last couple of weeks, and I wanted to bring the hook back around to why we're doing it at the Hill on Veterans Day to start supporting a movement to get a Fisher House here in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, much needed.
Right, and it is. It's a big fundraiser. That's the whole idea. It's being sponsored by the Ann Arbor Downtown Rotary Club, which is kind of interesting to get these other service clubs involved in sponsoring these events. And so we encourage you, you can go to the University of Michigan website to find out more about all the events that are occurring there on next week. Because next week, as they say in Veterans Parlay, it's a busy week for us.
Yeah, it's very busy.
We have many things that we have to do and places to be and so on and so forth. So it's really exciting. Bob, you've got somebody
on. Yes, I have another guest on. And with us on Veterans Radio is Kevin Hemel. He's one of our contributing editors, folks. He's been on the program many times. Right now, he's now a historian and a journalist for the United States Air Force. What a cool job that would be, hey, guys? Yeah. He's been on the program many times. He wrote and published a book, Patton's War. He also, Patton's Photographs. Something that I don't think you really, it's worth a winning a beer in a bar, you know, because Patton could have had a phalanx of reporters and photographers. He took the pictures himself, and if you look the photographs, and all the photographs of Patton, and when you see him in the movies, what the camera is around his neck. Welcome right now the guy that introduced us to all this, Kevin Hemel. Kevin, welcome to Veterans Radio on Veterans Day.
Thanks, Bob. It's good to be here. How you doing?
Everything's fine here. Do you have something you want to say to all our veterans?
Oh, just an enormous thank you for everything you do for us every day, 24/7. You know, the whole country owes so much to the vets. And I'm excited about Veterans Day every time it comes around because it's nice that the guys who wear the uniform, the men and the women, get a day of salute. And so I always think it's a great thing. And you know what Patton would be saying about November 11th, right, Bob?
What's that?
He'd say, happy birthday to me. November 11th is George S. Patton's birthday.
Oh, a Scorpio. That's right. I forgot about that. Well, mine happens to be Friday the 13th this coming year. But we won't let's get into a little bit about what Kevin's doing. You're also with the Ambrose Tours. Is that correct?
That is correct. I lead a tour of General Patton's battlefields every summer. Sometimes I do a D-Day tour, but, you know, we visit Normandy as part of my tour. It's 11 days across Europe, starting in Paris. We go to Normandy. We follow Third Army's breakout, and we travel across France. We do the Battle of the Bulge. We do the fighting along the border. We go into Germany. We actually visit the spot where Patton had his car accident that would eventually take his life.
What have you seen when you see these veterans on their faces? Give us a little bit of a feedback of what you hear and what you see from the veterans that come with you. Go ahead.
I'd say it's a very calm reaction. I've taken them some places that they haven't been before, or I'll show them photographs of their units during World War II, and I keep expecting this like big enthusiastic response, but it's a very calm, appreciative one. It kind of what I didn't expect. And they're all very humble. A lot of them don't wear World War II memorabilia. They don't want to bring attention to themselves. But, you know, I sometimes bring Army pins or something for them to put on. And I remember we had one instance. I had two gentlemen from the 10th Armored Division. We went into a little cafe in a small town in France, and we were sitting there eating, and two French teenage boys walked up to them and asked if they had fought in World War II, and they said yes. And they said, well, we just want to thank you. And I thought that was really impressive that, you know, just teenagers appreciate what these veterans have done some 65 to 70-plus years after the events. And we encounter that a great deal in France and Holland and Belgium. You know, in Holland, families adopt graves of American fallen American soldiers, and they take care of them. They contact historians back in the States, try to find out everything they can about the person who's laying in their soil. And I've helped a number of Dutch and French people out, finding out about those Americans who sacrificed for them. So there's a real great positive feeling between the Europeans and the Americans for those sacrifices made in World War II.
Kevin, this is it. And you get the last minute something you want to say to all the veterans, go ahead.
Just, you know, a real heartfelt thank you for, you know, everything you guys have done for me and all of my friends and everybody in this country. And just, you know, the knowledge that when you put on that uniform, you know, whether you're assigned to a post somewhere in the United States or in a danger zone across the world, you know, you are taking on that responsibility and accepting it when you put on that uniform. So it's not just where you go. It's the simple fact that you have made that conscious choice to make that sacrifice for something bigger, and I think we should all appreciate that.
Thank you very much for being on the program today, Kevin, and getting away from your family. Of course, you know, Kevin and I are working on something, and I think I can say this, FCC, don't shoot us, but we're going to have the military badasses. Yes, we're going to do a program. Kevin and I can do that, right? That's the title.
It's totally legal. Go ahead.
Yeah, totally legal. Right, right. Right. There we go. We got a lawyer.
We're all nodding our heads, right? We're all nodding our heads. Yes,
we are putting the list together, and then we're going to talk about these and who is the baddest of the bad during this World War II, folks. So, Kevin, thank you very much, and we'll be talking shortly.
Take care, Bob.
Okay.
Wow.
That's cool. I'm anxious to hear that program. It's coming up at the end of the month.
Well, we're working on it.
We're working on it.
We got to work on the criteria, what makes them bad, right?
Okay. Mr. Fossone.
I want to jump in and say that when you guys on Veterans Radio have guests like Kevin Himmel and Rebecca Grant and some of the other national experts, you're really adding to the dialogue about military history, veteran history, but both in the past but also going forward. We've had shows on drones or remote piloted aircraft. We've had shows on laser weapons.
China issues,
ISIS. So Veterans Radio is uniquely positioned. And again, I think we want to encourage our listeners not only to tune in every Sunday, but go to our website, look at the archives. You're going to find programs that really will advance your knowledge in world affairs. We're fortunate to have supporters like the Naval Institute Press, the Military Writers Association.
McMillan.
It goes on and on. And I'll give you a little teaser on one that I recently did with Lieutenant Colonel McCurley. He wrote the first insider's book about the Predator program over a 10-year period from about 2003 to 2013. If you want to know how this Predator and drone program took off, great book, and you'll be able to pick it up on one of our podcasts. But again, congratulations to you guys. Over the years, you've really been able to get real national speakers on really important topics.
Well, thank you very much. That's what we've been trying to do.
Yes. What's really cool is once we contact them, they want to come on. I think we've only had one person once that stiffed us. We won't say who that is, but a prominent political figure. However, no, but they authors want to come on the program. Authors want to come on the program. Politicians want to come on the program because we are the voice of the veteran. Ain't that right, Dale?
Absolutely. We hopefully like to think that we're the voice of, speaking of the voice of the veterans, for those of you that are in the Ann Arbor area, that website for the concert and performances at the Hill Auditorium is called vetsatthehill.org. It's vetsatthehill.org. The other thing I wanted to mention is that also on Veterans Day coming up this Wednesday, there's going to be a crowd fundraising event for all of the nonprofit organizations out there that are helping veterans and their families. And this is go to the website called dayforthebrave.org, dayforthebrave.org. And this was brought to our attention by the Service Women's Action Network, SWAN, and they were on the program last week to talk about it. But this is an opportunity for you to pick and choose the organization you would like to support. I don't know about you, but it's that time of year where we're getting envelopes from everybody, whoever found out that we were in the service, and they want us to donate. And if you would like to make a contribution, it's not tax-free, but we certainly could use your support here at Veterans Radio. Just go to veteransradio.net, click on the line that says support us, and we've got some goodies that we will give you for your support, and we encourage you to do that. If you have a company that wants to sponsor Veterans Radio, contact Bob at bob@veteransradio.net, or you can click on, again, the Support Us for Corporations. This is our passion. This is our mission. As Jim mentioned, we love talking to these men and women. They're fascinating. They really are, and Frank is nodding his head. I'm going to bring Frank to the microphone just
know,
a second. Here, he's been sitting here very nice and calm. Frank was a crew chief in Vietnam on a UH-1H model. As our newest intern, I didn't get a chance to introduce Heidi. I will on another program. But Heidi wanted to know if he had named his helicopter, and you had said
no.
A man of few words.
We were talking in the green room prior to the radio show about carrying objects that were
good luck
charms, things
yeah.
like that. And I said that the only thing that I did was I would pet the engine cowling of my helicopter, especially after a rough day, and tell him or her, whatever gender it happened to be.
I think most of them were female.
Yeah, what a good job she did. And just keep on trucking because I'm part of her.
So. Did you have any pinups in the craft? You know, like Betty Grable.
No, I had a whole bunch of pinups in my hooch, though.
Well, and you did finally, Frank, admit that you did carry one lucky charm on you.
Yeah, I had a St. Christopher's medal that I got from my
former
wife a long time ago.
Yes.
Yeah,
and most of it is carry stuff. We need to take a real quick break here to pay a couple of bills, and then we'll be back to wrap up the program. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Veterans Radio.
Hi, I'm Navy Ensign Sertel Miles from Detroit, Michigan, currently serving aboard the USS Chosin stationed in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. I want to salute all the veterans from Detroit and across America this Veterans Day. Thank you for your service and for defending freedom and democracy around the world. Go Navy!
And we are back on Veterans Radio. That's a nice song.
That's a great song.
You know, you have to.
When
really
you were a
admire.
Kid, didn't you sing that? I mean, we
everybody,
all sang.
Everybody sang that.
Everybody wanted to be a Marine, yeah. man.
They wanted me to be a Marine. They offered me a commission, second lieutenant, but I had to leave that day.
Ooh.
And I said, no, I have a date tonight. I'll come back in the morning after I think it over, and then the Army talked me into something different. But I did, you know, I one of the things that I have found, and maybe everybody in here does the same thing, is the mutual admiration society that has been set up among veterans for, as Kevin mentioned, it didn't make any difference what branch you were in, what
Amen.
You did, you volunteered. I mean, even if you were drafted, which is a little bit different, but still, you were willing to do whatever your orders were. And the draftees that I knew that I was in Vietnam with, I didn't know the difference. I couldn't tell the difference between a regular Army and a draftee, you know, at all. And as I've aged, I've become more and more aware of what they had to do.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed when I'm at the VA is how veterans help other veterans. There'll be somebody struggling with something, and I go, hey, let me help you with that. You know, put them in a wheelchair or assist them getting his coffee. He can't walk, so they'll get the cream. I mean, it's just all this. It's not even anecdotal. It's all part of the whole institution of being military, not just Army, Marines, but Navy, Air Force, the whole thing.
Coast Guard, everybody.
Well, and I think we have to give a shout out to our National Guard and our reserves,
Absolutely.
Who in the last
10
or 15
wow.
years have been called up and sent into, you know, on active duty and sent into harm's way. And as a country, we couldn't do what we're doing. We couldn't protect our freedoms without them as well. So I always like to make sure we give the Guard and Reserves their chops for what they do.
Which just shows us how much it changed. Because when I was in high school, oh, you're going in the National Guard. You couldn't get in the Army. Right. Well, you know what, folks? These gentlemen and men and women, they've died. That's right. Afghanistan, Iraq, they've been killed. So National Guard people, Reserve people, they're just like military folks, it's all one big family, and we're all in this together, everything.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We were talking about Gary Lilly earlier, and one of the things that I observed Gary doing more than once is that if we were out eating lunch or something like that, and there was a veteran sitting there, and he knew, he would go up and ask a person, are you a veteran? Yeah. And then he would go and pay their bill and not tell them. And the person, man or woman, would go up to pay their bill, and, you know, oh, no, it's been paid for. And that's something that's one of those pay it forward things that I think are really important. So if any of you can afford to do that, think about it every once in a while. It's a great deal. Yes,
and,
sir.
And again, a kind of a compliment to Bob, you and Dale on your Veterans Radio platform over the years. One of the other things I think we do really well at Veterans Radio is get the word out about organizations that are helping veterans across the country. We've talked this year with vettix.org, which gets tickets to active and retired and veterans to sporting events and all kinds of events free. And another one of those that I think we were all blown away with when we talked to Veterans Matter,
right,
down in Ken Leslie down in Toledo, and found out how he took the idea of making sure that veterans have housing and can get into VA programs and mobilized around that. That's what veterans do. We see a problem.
We solve it.
We solve it. We mobilize around it. So, again, I think Veterans Radio, we've done a great job. You guys have done a great job as giving a voice to those kind of programs that are solving real problems for veterans.
I know that one of the things that we championed when we first came on was to have, what did you call that, funding? We don't have to start from ground zero.
Crowdfunding.
Mandatory funding up to...
Oh, for the VA itself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because every year they had to go to Congress and beg for money.
Right from zero, folks. But
yeah,
that's all changed, and that's changed since we've been on the air, and we helped champion that. We had Congressman John Dingell, and he was really big in pushing that through. So that's something that all of you, all of our listeners, whether they're military or non-military, we want to thank you for helping to support that. So that mandatory funding gets it up to a certain level without bringing your knee pads and your begging shoes every year. It starts already with some basic funding that's very very easy to work
with. It's really
with.
Important, and it's been a great mission of ours to gather the troops, not only the military veterans and so forth, but also the civilians, because they the congressmen, they hear from us all the time, but if we can get the civilians in there to say we need to improve the funding for the VA, we need to change the structure of the VA or whatever the scenario might be, we are very fortunate in our area to have one of the best VAs in the whole system.
And he is the CEO, was an Army vet.
Right, yes. And so, that's what we try to do, folks, and that's what we want to continue doing for the next 12 years. And it's been very exciting for us to talk to you every weekend, whether it was a Saturday or a Sunday or whatever it happened to be, from our humble beginnings at WSDS in Ypsilanti, Michigan, 75 watts and 6 cats, and it was quite the adventure to get on the air.
Folks, it's nothing when you're on the air and a kitty walks across the control board just as calm as anything, and we're out in the country. We were out in those sticks with cats, and it was wonderful.
But we got to thank George Cook for giving us the opportunity to get Veterans Radio going. He was the owner of the station at the time. We came to WAM. We want to make sure that we thank Linda and Tyrone here at WAAM Talk 1600. We want to thank Derek for running our board every single week without concern or complaint. At least he doesn't tell us anything, because we kind of throw stuff at him, as you can tell with this program, every once in a while, that most people would just throw up their hands and walk away.
At least he's unflappable.
He is unflappable. And we got about 2 minutes left. Bob, what would you like to say?
Well, what I'd like to say right now is keep listening, folks, because we've got a great lineup coming in the next year. We expect to be back here in 12 months from now. And supporting our veterans, well, of course, we don't have to tell you that. I think it's already there. And I want to thank all of you out there that are non-military people that do express your support, especially if you fly the flag. Come on, when I was a kid, everybody flew the flag. You had little flags, big flags. Go out and get a flag. Put it in front of your house right now. That's an order. Take care.
Okay. Jim?
I just want to encourage people to continue to support Veterans Radio and the mission that we have here to tell our stories of our veterans, to support veteran organizations, whether it's here live on the air or in our podcasts, which you can get by going to veteransradio.net. Support us on Facebook. Follow along. You can see things there. And certainly our new adventure for 2016 is to round out our live 365 station so we can air more of the stories and get more of our archives back out. You can hear people constantly asking about, boy, that's a great story, I'd like to hear that again. So we hope to be able to do that.
We are trying to build all those things up. Frank, thank you very much for being on Veterans Radio. And I know what you wanted us to do, and we're going to do it.
Okay.
So Veterans Day is coming up on Wednesday. We're going to celebrate it a little short. We're going to take a moment of silence, and then we're going to go out today on Kate Smith singing God Bless America. And I'm counting down. I'm watching people over there. I don't want to give you too much silence. So, again, on behalf of all the crew here at Veterans Radio, we want to thank you for your listening. Thank you for your support. You run into a veteran out there, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm getting a stretch sign here, so I will continue stretching. Remember to go to Hill Auditorium on Wednesday night. It's going to be cool. It'll be really fun. Check your local newspaper. Check the website. There are all kinds of events going
on.
Where you can honor veterans. You can go online. You can look up all the restaurants that give you free food for all you men and women out there that are veterans. Why not? You paid the price. Let them give you a free meal. And I think you'll be happy with that.
I would like to say a complimentary meal, right?
Complimentary.
Yeah.
All right, you can say complimentary.
Veterans don't get anything for free. Nothing comes free.
You already paid for it.
That's right. We paid for that.
That was great.
That's right.
Yeah,
remember
like
that check, that blank check that they told us that we signed? Okay. Right now, we're going to take a 5-minute or 5-second break, moment of silence for all of our veterans.